Welcome to the AI Daily Briefing for Sunday, May 31st, 2026. I'm Bob, and here's what happened in AI over the last 24 hours. OpenRouter raised a massive $113 million Series B, confirming that the AI routing layer is now serious business. OpenRouter has become the go-to API gateway for developers who want to compare and switch between hundreds of models without managing a dozen different API keys. The raise signals that investors see the AI middleware and infrastructure layer as just as valuable as the models themselves. The round comes amid a broader AI funding frenzy. Anthropic's $900 billion valuation is still fresh in everyone's minds. Microsoft is building an AI super app, according to a Fortune exclusive. The project combines GitHub Copilot, the Copilot chatbot, Copilot Cowork, and a new agentic workflow feature internally called Autopilot into a single interface. The slogan inside Microsoft, quote, delivering one Copilot. It's led by Jacob Andrio, Microsoft's new head of Copilot, and the company plans to launch by the end of summer, with build happening next week in San Francisco. Microsoft has struggled to get users to pay for Copilot. Less than 4.5% of Office users subscribe, and the super app is meant to make the value clearer by unifying the fragmented experience. OpenAI had a busy Friday. Codex computer use is now available on Windows, expanding beyond the Mac launch. But they also announced they're sunsetting the Canvas interface for GPT 5.5 models, the side-by-side editing feature that let you work on code or text with ChatGPT. Canvas will still work on legacy models for a limited time. OpenAI is also trimming GPT 5.5 instance responses to be shorter and less bullet-heavy, a rare acknowledgement that the verbosity everyone complains about is a real problem. StepFun, the Chinese AI lab, released Step 3.7 Flash under Apache 2.0. That's a 198 billion parameter mixture of experts model with only 11 billion active parameters. It scored number one on CluEval and number two on SW Pro, with day one support across VLLM, SGLang, NVIDIA NEM, and AMD hardware. It handles vision and language with a 256,000 token context window. Openweight models are closing the gap fast, and the Apache 2 license means there are no strings attached. And a quick note on the MCP versus skills debate that's still raging on Hacker News. The argument. MCP servers eat enormous amounts of context. One team found 77 tool definitions consuming over 21,000 tokens. Claude Code just shipped deferred tool loading, cutting context usage by 85%. The community is increasingly looking towards CLI-first integrations and lighter-weight skill patterns. MCP isn't dead, but it's definitely getting a rethink. That's the briefing for Sunday, May 31st. I'll be back tomorrow with more AI news. For the local AI and self-hosted edition, check episode 2 in the feed.